to really push for media responsibility. Okay, we're not buying into the liberal media bias, because who's more liberal than me? Who's more liberal than you all? And they're not covering us at all. Of course.
Yes.
It's not about being liberal or conservative, is it?
No.
It's about establishment versus anti-establishment. It's about imperialist versus anti-imperialist. Nancy Pelosi is A, part of the establishment, and B, an imperialist. Okay, Nancy Pelosi knew about torture in 2002. She was briefed. She didn't stop it. She didn't come out and say, this is what your government is doing in your name. And so our government, under the failed and, dare I say, moronic and criminal leadership of George Bush and Dick Cheney, set out on policies that are harmful to our Constitution and harmful, most of all, to humanity. Do you think torture only affects the person that's tortured? It affects the torturer, and it affects our nation's soul that allows it to continue. Nancy Pelosi allowed it to continue. Another thing Nancy Pelosi has not done, and why I am running against her in these last few days, is that she took impeachment of George Bush and Dick Cheney off the table. George Bush and Dick Cheney have definitely, and Dennis Kucinich has leveled 35 articles of impeachment, and because they have committed high crimes and misdemeanors. But Nancy Pelosi, since she's part of that imperialist establishment, she took impeachment unconstitutionally and traitorously off the table. And she has also funded George Bush's war since she's been Speaker of the House, $500 billion. And instead of telling him, you know what, George, there is a new team in town. And there will be a new direction. And the direction is bringing our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. She didn't do that. She gave him blank checks to wage this war. And it's a Chronicle covering, and not just the Chronicle, but other establishment media outlets, are they covering one of the most important races in the country today?
No.
Here in the 8th District, barely, minimally, when they have to. Like when we historically gained ballot access, only the sixth campaign in California history to get on the ballot, the sixth independent campaign, they had to cover it. They couldn't ignore it then. Well, it's up to us to make sure they don't ignore true progressive values. George Bush and Nancy Pelosi have collaborated for violence and to impoverish us. So unless we stand up and demand media accountability and accountability from our government, we're not going to get it. So thank you. Thank you so much for being here. It's going to be we, the people, that are going to make a difference. Oh.